弟兄姐妹早上好。
Can we turn to John chapter 7?
我们打开约翰福音第七章。
John chapter 7 and verse 38.
第七章第三十八节。
He who believes in me, as the scripture said, from his innermost being will flow rivers of living water.
信我的人就如经上所说，从他腹中要流出活水的江河来。
And then in Ezekiel.
以西结书。
Ezekiel 47.
第四十七章。
We'll read starting from verse 1.
我们从第一节开始读。
Then he brought me back to the door of the house, and behold, water was flowing from under the threshold of the house toward the east, for the house faced east, and the water was flowing down from under, from the right side of the house, from the south of the altar.
他带我回到殿门，见殿的门栏下有水往东流出，这水从栏下，从殿的右边，在祭坛的南边往下流。
And please note that this house refers to the temple.
这里讲到的就是殿。
In verse 5, again he measured 1,000, and it was a river that I could not ford, for the water had risen enough to swim in a river that could not be forded.Verse 5.
Okay, 第五节。又量了一千肘，水变成了河，使我不能淌过，因为水势涨起，成为可夫的河，不可淌的河。
And then verse 8.
第八节。
Then he said to me, These waters go out toward the eastern region and go down into the Araba, and they go toward the sea, being made to flow into the sea, and the waters of the sea become fresh.
他对我说这水往东方流去，必下到亚拉巴，直到海，所发出来的水必流入沿海，使水变甜。
It will come about that every living creature which swarms in every place where the river goes will live, and there will be a very many fish, for these waters go there and the others become fresh, so everything will live where the river goes.
这河水所到之处，凡滋生的动物都必生活。并且因着流来的水必有极多的鱼海水也变甜了这河水所到之处百物都必生活
And it will come about that fishermen will stand beside it from Engedi to Enengwine There will be a place for the spreading of nets Their fish will be according to their kinds like the fish of the great sea very many
必有渔夫站在河边从隐基底直到隐以格连都做撒网之处
And then John chapter 10.
那鱼从各从其类，好像大海的鱼甚多。
And then John chapter 10.
约翰福音第十章。
John chapter 10 verse 10.
第十章第十节。
The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly.
盗贼来无非是要偷窃杀害毁坏我来了是要叫羊得生命并且得得更丰盛
Can we have a further word of prayer?
让我们再有一些祷告
Lord we come before your word and ask that you speak to us
主我们到你话语面前的时候求你向我们说话
Lord we do ask for your living word
主啊我们求你给我们活的话
Lord, do allow these words to transform us.
让这些话可以改变我们。
Lord, that we may be able to allow you to do the work that you want to do in each one of us.
使你可以在我们心里面成就你所要做的工。
So Lord, we pray that you may open up your own word.
求你把你自己的话向我们打开。
Lord, we pray that the Holy Spirit may use these words to speak to us.
求圣灵用这些话 对我们说话。
So Lord, we really commit this time into your hands.
所以我们将以下的时间交在你的手中。
In Jesus' precious name.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。Amen.
The burden that I have this morning is to share on this topic of living water.
今天早上我的负担是来讲生命的活水。
From the verses that we just read,
我们刚刚读过的圣经说,
it is probably evident that what I'd like to share this morning is on this matter of the rivers of living water.
很明显的就是讲到今天早上我要分享的这个生命的活水。
So you know that when the Lord came to this earth,
就耶稣基督到地上来服事的时候,
He said, He who believes in me,
他说凡相信我的,
from his innermost being shall flow rivers of living water.
从他的腹中要流出活水的江河。
That was quite a unique statement.
这句话非常特别。
He spoke this to the Samaritan woman.
他对那个撒玛利亚妇人说,
If you remember the condition of the Samaritan woman,
如果我们还记得那个撒玛利亚妇人的光景,
she had actually had a pretty sad life.
她的生活是很悲惨的。
She had many husbands.
她有过很多丈夫。
But they could not satisfy her.
但是都不能使她满足。
So the Lord came to meet the Samaritan woman.
所以主耶稣来遇见这个撒玛利亚妇人。
And he told her,
对她说,
If you drink this water,
你喝了这水,
you will thirst again.
还要再渴。
But if you drink the water that I should give you,
但是你喝我所赐给你的水,
you will not thirst again.
你就永远不会再渴。
As a matter of fact,
事实上,
from your innermost being shall flow rivers of living water.
从你的里面要流出活水的江河来。
The Lord pointed out that
主耶稣说,
using the Samaritan woman as a picture,
用这个撒玛利亚妇人作为一个比喻,
for all of us,
我们每一个人,
if we drink the water of this world,
如果我们喝这世界的水,
we will not be satisfied,
我们不会满足。
It can be our jobs,
这也许是我们的工作,
it can be our family,
我们的家庭,
riches,
我们的财富,
material things,
我们物质生活。
We can try,
我们都可以试。
And we can try time and time again,
我们可以反复的试。
And we can have 2, 3, 4, 5 husbands or whatever other things,
我们可以有很多很多的丈夫和许多其他的事情,
to try to satisfy us,
来试图满足我们。
But those cannot,
但是他们都不能。
The reason is because when God created us,
原因就是当神造我们的时候,
He created something in us like a well,
在我们里面好像有一口井。
And this well is as big as the universe,
这个井像这个世界像这宇宙一样大。
As big as God himself,
就像神他自己一样大。
And the purpose was that well was to be filled with himself.
神的目的呢，就是这个井只有神他自己才能够满足。
So that's why the Lord said to the Samaritan woman,
所以主对撒玛利亚妇人说,
that if you drink the water that I shall give you,
如果你喝我所赐给你的水,
in other words, only if your well, the well within your heart is filled with me,
也就是说只有当你心里的井由我来满足的时候,
will then you be satisfied,
你才能够得到满足。
But not only that,
不但如此,
the Lord also spoke of a prophecy,
主也讲到一个预言,
that not only would the Lord fill that Samaritan woman,
主不但要使这个撒玛利亚妇人得到满足,
but out of that her innermost being would flow rivers of living water.
而且呢，在她的里面要流出活水的江河。
So we often hear the story when brothers preach the gospel,
当我们弟兄传福音的时候，我们常常会听到这个故事。
That we, without the Lord, life is empty.
没有主，生活就是空虚。
This is the wonderful gospel,
这是一个非常好的福音。
That the Lord came to meet our need.
但是呢，主来是满足我的需要。
But sometimes we kind of stop there.
但是有时候我们就停在这里。
There was something more that the Lord was after.
其实主他要的还更多。
The Lord did not just want to fill that Samaritan woman,
神不但是要让撒玛利亚妇人满足。
But the Lord then said, from your innermost being will flow rivers of living water.
主还继续说，在你里面要流出活水的江河。
As if it was not sufficient just for the Samaritan woman to be satisfied,
也就是这个只有这个撒玛利亚妇人她得到满足还不够。
There was something deeper.
还有更深,
there was something more.
还有更多,
there needed to be an outflow of the life of the Lord.
而且呢,
so this story is not just for unbelievers.
这个故事不单单是为不信的人的,
this story is also for us believers. The Lord said He came to give life.
主耶稣说他来是要赐给我们生命,
and life abundant. Our Lord was the perfect example. He was full of life.
他满了生命,
but while He was on this earth,
但是,
while He was on this earth,
当他在这个地上的时候,
He did not just allow that life to stay within Him.
他不是只让这个生命停留在他里面,
but He had allowed His life to flow forth.
而且呢,让这生命流出来,
to provide healing.
来提供医治,
to provide comfort.
来提供, an慰,
so wherever he were, wherever he went,
他每到一个地方,
wherever they were sick,
每当有疾病的人,
he brought his victorious life to them. When Lazarus dies, he brought resurrection to Lazarus.
当拉萨路死的时候,
when there was hopelessness in the blind, he let them see.
当那个瞎眼毫无指望的时候,
so our Lord came that that people would have life.
主来让人得生命,
and life abundantly.
而且是更丰盛的生命,
so there was a purpose to his life.
所以他的生命是有目的的,
he was like that grain of wheat that fell on the ground and died.
他就像落在地上那里死了的种子,
and because he died,
因为他死了,
he bore much fruit.
他就结出许多果实来,
and we are all beneficiaries of what he did.
我们都因他所做的而得福,
so this morning I'd like to share on this matter of the river of life.
今天早上我愿意来分享这个生命的活, 生命的江河,
there's something more than us just being saved.
我们光光得救还不够,
there's something more than us just receiving the life of the Lord.
我们光光得到主的生命还不够,
that's only half of the story.
这只是一半,
the other half of the story,
故事的另外一半,
is that this life needs to flow forth.
乃是呢, 这个生命要流, 要流露出来,
so you know in the Bible,
在圣经里面,
you know if something is important.
如果有什么事是很重要的,
actually, if we take a step back,
我们退回来说,
if you look at any book that you read,
我们读的每一卷圣经,
regular, even a secular book, a regular, any book,
我就即使是世界上的书,
you will see that if you don't have time to read the whole book,
如果没有时间把整本书读完,
and if you want to know what this book is about,
但是你要知道这本书说什么,
what you need to do is you probably need to read a little bit of the introduction.
你怎么办呢? 你就, 前面的读一点前面的介绍,
and then you can also read the conclusion.
最后呢,然后再跳到最后的结论,
and maybe flip a few pages in the middle.
然后中间再翻几页,
then you can have an idea of what this book is about.
然后你就大概知道这本书说什么,
but with the Bible, it's the same thing.
圣经也是一样,
if you want to know what is in the heart of God,
如果你要知道神的心意,
if you want to know what is really important for Him,
你要知道对神来讲什么是非常重要的,
you can look in the beginning,
你可以读前面,
and then you can look in the end,
然后再到最后,
and then maybe look a few things in the middle,
然后中间再读一点,
then you can know what is in the heart of God,
你就知道神心里面是什么,
so I'll give you an example.
我举一个例子,
so in the book of Genesis,
在创世纪,
there was the first marriage.
有第一个婚礼,
there was the marriage of Adam and Eve.
就是亚当跟夏娃他们的, 他们的婚姻,
but towards the end of the book of Revelation,
然后在启示录的最后,
you also find a marriage.
你也看到有一个婚姻,
you find the marriage feast of the Lamb and His bride.
你就看到羔羊跟他的心腹的婚宴,
the marriage of Christ and His church.
基督和他教会的婚宴,
but then, if you turn to the middle of the Bible,
然后呢,翻到圣经中间,
if you open towards the middle,
翻到中间的话,
there's the book of Song of Solomon.
就有所罗门的雅歌,
there's the story of Solomon and the Shulamite woman.
就是呢,所罗门跟舒拉密女的故事,
so then you know that this matter of marriage,
你就知道婚姻这件事,
is important in the heart of God.
在神的心意中是非常重要的,
the marriage, the first marriage, Adam of Adam and Eve.
第一个婚姻, 亚当和夏娃的婚姻,
the story of the Solomon and the Shulamite.
然后呢, 所罗门跟舒拉密女,
they are pictures.
他们是预表,
of what is ultimately in the heart of God.
在神的心意当中,
the marriage feast of the Lamb.
就是呢羔羊的婚宴。
So you know that this is important in the heart of God.
我们就知道在神的心目里面这是重要的。
The other thing that you find in the Bible.
圣经中你可以看到另外的事，其他的事。
In Genesis, you find the tree of the knowledge of good and evil and the tree of life.
在创世纪我们看到呢生命树和智慧分别善恶的智慧树。
But if you return to the book of Revelation,
那么我翻到创启示录的时候
in New Jerusalem,
在新耶路撒冷
there's also a tree of life.
也有生命树。
And then if you think of the middle of the Old Testament, between the Old, from the Old Testament to the New Testament,
那么我们翻到圣经中间在旧约和新约中间
we also know that the Bible describes that our Lord hung on a tree.
也讲到呢我们主耶稣基督被挂在树上
which speaks of the tree of life
讲到这就是讲到生命树
so you know that this tree is also very important in the Bible
所以我们就知道在圣经中树也是非常重要的
so if we come back to what we'd like to share this morning
我们回到今天上午所要分享的
in this matter of the river of life
生命的江河
we find that this is also trueThat it's also mentioned in the beginning and also mentioned in the end.
我们知道同样的在圣经的开始和结尾也讲到了。
So we know that this is important.
所以我们知道在神的心意中这是很重要的。
So could we turn to Genesis chapter 2?
我们可不可以翻到创世纪第二章。
Genesis chapter 2 and verse 9.
创世纪第二章第九节。
Out of the ground the Lord God caused to grow every tree that is pleasing to the sight and good for food. The tree of life also in the midst of the garden and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
耶和华神使各样的树从地里长出来可以悦人的眼目其上的果子好做食物园子当中又有生命树和分别善恶的树。
Now a river flowed out of Eden to water the garden, and from there it divided and became four rivers.
有河从伊甸流出来，滋润那园子，从那里分成四道。
The name of the first is Pishon. It flows around the whole land of Havilah, where there is gold.
第一道名叫比逊，就是环绕哈菲拉全地的，在那里有金子。
The gold of that land is good. The bdellium and the onyx stone are there.
且那地的金子是好的，在那里又有珍珠和红玛瑙。
The name of the second river is Gihon. It flows around the whole land of Cush.
第二道河名叫基逊，就是环绕古实全地。
The name of the third river is Tigris. It flows east of Assyria. And the fourth river is the Euphrates.
第三道河名叫底格利斯。留在亚逊的全东边第四道河就是幼发拉底河
So we find that in the, in the book of Genesis there is this river that waters the whole garden
在创世纪中我们就读到呢有浇灌全伊甸园的河
So we find this river in this book of Genesis
所以在创世纪我们看到这里有河
It provided for all of the vegetation in the Garden of Eden
我们看到呢，那就是啊，所有的菜蔬以及伊甸园得到滋润。
So then, if we then could turn to Revelation chapter 22.
然后现在我们翻到了创世纪第二十二章，启示录第二十二章。
Revelation chapter 22.
启示录第二十二章。
And verse 1.
第一节
Then he showed me a river of the water of life, clear as crystal, coming from the throne of God and of the Lamb.
天使又指示我在城中街道，城内街道当中一道生命水的河，明亮如水晶，从神和羔羊的宝座流出来。
In the middle of its street, on either side of the river, was a tree of life, bearing 12 kinds of fruit, yielding its fruit every month.And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations.
在河这边和那边有生命树，结十二样果子，每月都结果子。树上的叶子乃为医治万民。
So you again, you find this river of life.
所以我们再次看到生命的河。
And this river made provision for the tree of life.
所以呢，这个 河就为生命树提供了需要。
And then the tree of life would bear fruit.
生命树就可以结果子。
And then this fruit would be for the healing of the nation.
这个果子就可以医治万民。
So now you see there is a river in Genesis.
所以呢，我们在创世纪看到有河。
That made provision for all of the vegetation in the Garden of Eden.
为就供应呢所有的菜蔬和伊甸园的需要。
And then in verse in Revelation 22, you also see the river of life that provided for the tree of life in New Jerusalem.
启示录二十二章，我们也看到生命河为呢耶路撒冷的生命树提供供应。
And then the fruit was for the nations.
而这些果子呢，能够医治万民。
So what is this river of life?
那么这生命的河是什么？
If you read through the Bible,
我们读过圣经，
you will get hints of what this river speaks of.
我们就会得到一些启示。
Now, remember in Exodus chapter 17,
在出埃及记第十七章，
remember the people of Israel that came out of Egypt?
以色列人出了埃及。
And they were 600,000 men.
有六百万人。
So people estimate there were probably
60万男人。
2 million people.
大概呢，一共有两百万。
In order for you to provide food and water to 2 million people, that's quite a big task.
要提供这两百万人他们吃喝，这是非常大的一件事。
Think about it. That's almost the size of a big city today.
那个这个人数相当于今天一个大城市的人口。
I think Taipei has about 2 million people.
台北大概有两百万人。
So think about to feed all of those people.
想一想要供应这么多人他们的吃喝。
You need a lot of water.
需要许多的水。
And you remember how did God provide for them?
神是怎样供应他们的？
God asked Moses to go to a rock at Horeb.
那么神就叫摩西走到找一块磐石。
And then to strike it.
然后击打磐石。
And then once the rock cleft, the water would come forth.
磐石裂开，水就流出来。
So this is the story in the Old Testament.
这是旧约里的故事。
And of course, we all know that this spoke of another story.
我们知道这讲到的其实是另外一件事。
This of course spoke of our Lord.
讲的是我们主。
He was that rock.
他就是那块磐石。
And then God struck him on the cross.
神在十字架上击打他。
And when he was cleft,
当他被击打,
out of him came forth the water.
从他就流出水来。
So, in the land of Israel,
以色列这块地,
it's mainly made up of, if you go north to south,
从北向南走,
how the land is sustained is mainly by the River Jordan.
当主要呢是因着约旦河水而得到供应。
So, if you go all the way and you trace to theSource of the River Jordan.
如果你一直追溯交这个约旦河的源头，
you will come to a place called Caesarea Philippi.
你就会到来到一个地方叫做该撒利亚菲利。
Even if you go there today, it's this way.
如果你今天这样走，
Caesarea Philippi is at the foot of Mount Hermon.
那么该撒利亚菲利比就是黑门山的脚，在黑门山的脚下。
Now Mount Hermon is a very high mountain, the highest in the area.
那么黑门山是当地最高的山峰。
And for the most part of the year, it's mostly snow covered.
全年啊，一年大多数时间都是被雪覆盖。
So you find that at the foot of Mount Hermon is this place called Caesarea Philippi.
那么呢，在黑门山的脚下，这个地方就叫做该撒利亚腓利。
And you will find there's this huge rock.
在那里你会找到一块巨大的磐石。
It's probably I would say it's probably as tall as this building.
大概像这个建筑这么高。
You will find that there is like a cave right in the middle of it.
在中间的时候，你会看到就像有一个崖。
And you will see then that there is a little stream that comes out of that cave.
从那个山崖当中就流出水。
And this is the source of the whole River Jordan.
那就是呢约旦河的源头。
And the experts tell us that this cave, this used to just be a rock, and there wasn't any water that came out of it.
专家们啊，有专家告诉我们说呢，这个地方原先其实就是一块磐石，并没有水流出来。
But one day there was a big earthquake.
但是有一天发生地震，
and this rock split.
这块石头就裂开,
and there were springs underneath this rock,
就有在这个石头下的水,
and which was the water that was collected from all the way up from Mount Hermon.
就是呢, 从黑门山一直到黑门山顶积的水,
and out of this cleft rock came forth the water.
就从呢这个裂开的岩石当中水就流出来。
So this water provides the lifeline for Israel.
那么呢这个水就成为以色列供应他们生活的这个水源。
If you keep on going south,
如果你继续向南走,
you will actually come to the Sea of Galilee.
就会来到加利利海。
And it's if you've been there, it's a huge area.
如果你去过的话, 你就知道那是一片很大的地区。
And then there are many fishermen there.
有许多的渔夫,
and this provided the life, made provision for all of the land.
来供应了全地的需要。
So that's where Peter and John and they fished.
就是呢, 彼得、约翰他们打鱼的地方。
But it started all from this cleft rock.
而这个水呢, 乃是从那个裂开的磐石流出来的。
So again, you see this wonderful picture.
所以你就看到这幅非常奇妙的图画。
So, again, that's the picture of our Lord.
讲到我们的主。
So, you remember when the Lord came to this world,
记得当主耶稣来到这个世界的时候,
He came in order to save us.
他来要拯救我们。
So you remember, ultimately, He died for us on the cross.
他最终为我们死在十字架上。
So in John chapter 19,
所以约翰福音第19章说,
it says that after they had seen that the Lord had already died,
当罗马的兵丁看到主耶稣已经死了,
so they just made sure and then they stuck a spear to his side.
他们为了确定他死了, 所以呢就用枪刺他的肋旁。
And when the spear went into his side, John said immediately blood and water came out.
约翰告诉我们说, 当罗马兵丁刺他的时候, 就有水跟血从他肋旁流出来。
So it was likely that the spear went through our Lord's heart.
就讲到呢, 这个矛刺进我们主的, 肋旁,
and into his heart.
进入,
because the doctors tell us that there is this this water outside of the heart.
医生告诉我们说, 在这心脏外面的水,
so likely this water came from there.
就应该是从心里面流出来。
So when the Lord died for us on the cross,
当主耶稣为我们死在十字架上的时候,
after he died,
他死了之后,
out of his side came forth water and blood. Of course, we know blood speaks of our redemption. Speaks of our forgiveness of sins. But blood speaks of his life poured out for us. So out of his side flowed forth this water. And provided his life. So how did Paul explain this?
保罗是如何解释这件事?
Now, do you remember that on the day of Pentecost,
在五旬节的时候,
as the 120 gathered in the upper room,
120个人在一起聚集的时候,
and we always remember of the wonderful story of the day of Pentecost,
我们当然记得五旬节那奇妙的故事,
we know that that day our Lord sent forth His Spirit.
我们知道主那天将圣灵赐下来,
but if you think about it, even more than that,
但是我们想的话, 想更多一点的话,
our Lord ascended into heaven.
主耶稣已升上高天,
and he had made a promise that he would send forth his Holy Spirit.
他应许说他要将圣灵赐下来。
So remember in the Bible tells us that God had made him both Lord and let's turn to Philippians chapter 2.
Philippians 2:2.
Verse 9, for this reason God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee will bow, of those who are in heaven and on earth and under the earth.
所以神将他升为至高, 又赐给他那超乎万名之上的名, 要一切在天上的地上的和地底下的, 因耶稣的名无不屈膝。
So God had exalted him.
神使他高升。
So now the Lord is on his throne. So just like in Psalm 133, it spoke of how the oil came upon the head of Aaron. And then how the oil came down forth to his beard. And then to the hem of his garment. So on the day of Pentecost,
在五旬节的时候,
the Lord sent the Holy Spirit.
神差遣圣灵,
it was not just a matter of the power of the Holy Spirit,
不单单是圣灵的能力,
but it's actually everything that was of God.
而是神的一切,
he made available to us. So the picture that we saw on the cross, where the water came forth from his side, on the day of Pentecost, it was as if, just like our Lord, as if he was sitting on top of the mountain. Just like that snow-capped mountain. And the abundant life of our Lord was poured forth, and then flowed forth through that rock. Our Lord was cleft on the cross. And because of that fact, that water became available to the whole land. So the Lord made his life available on the day of Pentecost.
主耶稣呢,
so it was like a river of living water flowing forth. So this was the water that he was providing for all of us. So this water, if we drink it, the Lord said,
主耶稣说,
we will no longer thirst. So what is the picture that we see? There is a psalm in the Bible.
在圣经中,
Psalm 42.
诗篇第34,
okay, if we could turn there.
Psalm
42. As the deer pants for the water brooks, so my soul pants for you, O God.
如鹿渴慕清凉的溪水。第一节。42.
42篇。
神啊,我的心切慕你如木切慕溪水。
And then verse 2, my soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God?
我的心可想神,就是永生神,我几时得朝见神呢?
And then verse 6, O my God, my soul is in despair within me. Therefore I remember you from the land of the Jordan and the peaks of Hermon. Deep calls to deep at the sound of your waterfalls. All your breakers and your waves have rolled over me.
第六节, 我的神啊, 我的心在里面忧闷, 所以我从约旦地, 从黑门岭, 从米撒山, 纪念你, 你的瀑布发声, 深渊就与深渊响应, 你的波浪, 波浪洪涛, 漫过我身。
So you see, there is a deer here that is near the Jordan.
这里我们看到在约旦河旁边有鹿,
near Mount Hermon,
在西门山,
that we just spoke about.
我们刚刚讲过的,
so here in verse 1 it says, the deer pants for the water brook, so my soul pants for you.
所以42节说, 如木切慕溪水神啊, 我的心切慕你。
The reason why this deer pants for this water,
这个鹿之所以切慕溪水,
you know that if you've ever been to Israel, especially in the hot months, it gets very hot.
如果你去过以色列, 特别是在那个炎热的时候去的话, 非常炎热,
you will discover the preciousness of water.
你就会知道水的宝贵。
So, so you'll see people selling mineral water everywhere.
你就看到呢,
$1.
一美金.
So you see, $1, they'll sell this everywhere. So you see that it is, the water is so important for the deer. So on the one hand, the deer longs for the thirst to be quenched.
一方面呢, 鹿切慕它的干渴能够得到满足。
But on the other hand,
但另一方面,
the reason why the deer pants for the water
鹿之所以切慕吸水,
is, and then we get a hint of it in verse 7.
在第七节我们就看到,
so all your breakers and your waves have rolled over me.
你的波浪洪涛漫过我身,
so this deer not only drinks of this water,
这鹿不单单喝水,
but this deer also often immerses himself in the water.
而鹿呢,
the reason being that normally, he would give off a scent to his enemies. A smell to his enemies.
通常呢,这个鹿因为它身上的味道就会让它的,这个吞吃它的仇敌能够发现它。
But if he flees and immerses himself in the water,
但是如果他把自己漫在水里的话,
it will remove that scent.
那么呢,它的味道就消失了,
and then protects the deer.
那它自己就得到保护。
So you see, it's like a dual purpose. This water is dual purpose.
所以呢,这个水有两个作用。
On the one hand, the deer can be immersed in the water.
一方面呢,鹿可以浸在水里。
On the other hand, this deer can drink from the water.
另一方面呢,鹿也可以喝这个水。
So what is this picture speaking of?
这幅图画讲的是什么意思?
So when the Lord sent forth his life, it's like a river of living water coming forth. So what happened?
结果呢?
So on the day of Pentecost,
在五旬节那一天,
the 120 were baptized into one body.
120个人他们进入一个身体,
but at the same time,
同时,
they're able to drink of this water.
他们也可以喝这个水。
How do we know that?
我们怎么知道?
So if we turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 10,
我们来看哥林多前书第十章第四节。
1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 4.
哥林多前书第十章第四节.
And all drank the same spiritual drink, for they were drinking from a spiritual rock which followed them, and the rock was Christ.
也都喝了一样的泉水，所喝的是出于随着他们的灵磐石。 那磐石就是基督。
So this was speaking about the people of Israel.
这就是讲以色列人。
But spiritually speaking, they were drinking of the spiritual rock.
但是呢,从属灵的意义上说, 他们喝的是灵水,
which was Christ himself.
是那块磐石, 而那磐石就是基督自己。
But then in chapter 12,
第十二章,
further, chapter 12, verse 13,
第十二章第十三节,
for by one spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and we were all made to drink of one spirit.
我们不拘是犹太人,是希腊人,是为奴的,是自主的,都从一位圣灵受洗,成了一个身体,隐于一位圣灵。
So you see the picture?
所以我们看到这幅图画,
the deer is in the water.
鹿在水里,
and then the water is also in the deer.
水呢,也在鹿里面。
So if you ask Bible scholars,
如果我们问圣经的学者,
especially when it comes to the epistles of Paul,
特别是保罗的书信,
how do you summarize the epistles of Paul?
你如何把保罗的书信总结起来呢?
If you study carefully the epistles of Paul,
如果我们仔细读保罗的书信,
there is one thought there.
在保罗书信中有一个思想,
union with Christ.
与基督联合。
You'll find in the epistles of Paul,
在保罗的书信里面我们看到,
everywhere it talks about in Christ,
每次讲到在基督里,
but then there's the other term that says Christ in us.
有时候呢,他又讲到基督在我们里面。
So, do you see the picture?
有没有看到这幅图画?
The picture is the picture of that deer.
这个图画就是呢,鹿的图画。
The deer is immersed in the water.
鹿浸在水里。
But then the water is also in the deer.
而水呢也进到鹿的里面。
So something we never think about.
有些事我们从来没有想过。
But if you walk around,
如果你四周走一走,
and you probably don't go around thinking about this,
你大概不会想这些事。
But for us to live,
但是我们要活,
we need air to breathe, right?
我们需要空气, 我们可以呼吸。
So we walk around in the atmosphere. We walk around, we are in the atmosphere.
我们在空气里面行走。
So because we're in the atmosphere, there is oxygen for us to be able to take in.
因为我们在空气里行走,
but when we breathe,
我们呼吸的时候,
we suck the air into us.
我们把空气吸进来,
so there's the picture.
所以这是一幅图画,
so in Christ and Christ in us is very similar.
在基督里和基督在我们里面是很一样的。
So for us to survive,
我们要活。
We need to be in the air.
我们需要在空气里。
And the air needs to be in us.
空气也需要在我们里面。
So you see the picture here?
有没有看到这幅图画？
This water, this living water,
这个生命的活水
is not just in us,
不单单是在我们里面
but it's also over us.
而且也漫过我们。
So you see the picture of in Christ and Christ in us.
所以我们看到这幅我们在基督里，基督在我们里面的图画。
You see the union of with Christ.
看到与基督的联合。
So this is what the whole New Testament actually speaks about.
这就是整本新约圣经所讲。
As a matter of fact, it's the whole Bible.
也就是整本圣经所讲。
If you think about union with Christ.
如果你想到与基督联合。
But very practically,
实际的来讲。
The Holy Spirit gives us a picture.
是圣灵给我们这幅图画。
The wonderful picture of this water flowing forth from Mount Hermon.
从西门山水流下来这幅美妙的图画。
One day our Lord Jesus, he was cleft for us.
有一天耶稣基督为我们裂开。
Out of his side came forth water.
从他的肋旁流出水来。
So he provided this water of life.
他将生命的水供应给我们。
To all of us.
我们每一个人。
So this is the reality of our Christian life.
这就是基督徒生活的实际。
Simply speaking, you can just think of that picture.
简单的讲，你就想那幅图画。
How are we to live?
我们是怎么生活？
Our life should be a life in that water.
我们的生命应当是在水里的那个生命。
We should be like that deer that's often in that water.
我们应当像那经常在水里面的鹿一样。
Immersed in the Lord.
浸在主耶稣里。
But at the same time, He is in us.
而同时呢，主也在我们里面。
So that's the secret of Christian life.
这就是基督徒生命的秘诀。
So the Lord provided that life for us.
主将那个生命供应给我们。
He said, if we believe in him, he came that he might give life and life abundantly.
主耶稣说他来是要给我们生命而且呢给我们更丰盛
的生命。That life is so abundant, it's like a river.
这个生命如此的丰富 仿佛河一样和江河一样。
And it flows forth.
流出来。
So you remember when we read in the book of Ezekiel?
我们读以西结书的时候。
Interesting enough, that out of the temple came forth water.
非常有趣的是讲到水是从殿流出来的。
So do you remember in the Old Testament, the priests used to pour water from the temple?
旧约里面让我们看到其实是祭司他们把一桶一桶的水从圣殿的那个石阶上倒下来。
But in the book of Ezekiel, it tells us that the water came forth directly from the temple.
但是呢，以西结却说那个水是从殿里面直接流出来。
If you go to Israel today,
如果今天你去以色列，
there is no river in Jerusalem.
在耶路撒冷并没有河。
There is no water coming out of that area, which is like a mosque right there.
也没有呢，从也没有水从那个殿，如今呢，就是一个清真寺，从那里面流出来。
But how is it that there will be water coming out of the temple?
怎么可能从圣殿有水流出来呢
？So one day there will be a big earthquake.
有一天将会有一个大地震。
And but the Bible tells us that Jerusalem itself will be split into three parts.
讲到呢，圣经告诉我们说，耶路撒冷这个城本身要分成三个部分。
So just like in Caesarea Philippi, there are springs of water deep.Underneath the city of Jerusalem.
就好像该撒利亚腓立比一样，在耶路撒冷地的深处有水。
So one day that rock will be cleft.
有一天那个磐石要裂开。
And the water will come forth from the temple.
水就会从圣殿流出来。
And that water will flow all the way down to the Dead Sea.
那个水要一直流到沿海。
And from what we read earlier,
我们刚才读过的。
This water.Will cause the salt water to become fresh water.
这个水呢会使盐水变为活水。
If you go to the Dead Sea today,
如果今天我们去沿海或者死海
it's really lifeless.
在那里是没有生命。
Because the salt content is so high,
因为盐分太高。
No fish can survive there.
没有鱼能够存活。
But one day,
但是有一天
this water that comes forth from the temple,
从圣殿流出来的水
will cause this water to turn from salt water to fresh water.
会使盐水变成活水。
And there will be fishermen that will be fishing there.
要有渔夫在那里打鱼。
So you see the picture here?
有没有看到这幅图画？
So you see, out of this river of life,
从这个生命的江河
will flow forth provision for that area.
会流出水来供应那里的
需要。So do you see the picture?
有没有看到图画？
So what is the church?
教会是什么？
What ought to come out of the church?
从教会要流出来什么？
You see, the temple always speaks of the church.
我们知道殿总是讲到教会。
The reality of the church is that water shall flow forth from within its bosom.
教会的实际呢，是从要从他的肋旁流出水来。
So you see, the story here is not just for us individually.
你就看到这里的故事不单单是讲到我们个人，
but also corporately.
而且也讲到团体。
So the Lord has provided this wonderful provision of life.
主耶稣提为我们供应了这个奇妙的生命。
And we say that we see this wonderful picture of this deer.
我们看到鹿这个美妙的图画。
To abide in Christ.
就是呢，住在基督里。
And Christ in Him.
基督也在我们里面。
So we mentioned this is the Christian life.
我们讲这就是基督徒的生活。
So what did Paul tell us?
保罗告诉我们。
It says in Romans chapter 6 verse 4.
在罗马书第六章第四节。
Therefore, we have been buried with him through baptism into death, so that as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so we too might walk in the newness of life.
所以我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。
What is the secret of there being living water coming out of us?
从我们里面能够流出活水江河的秘诀是什么？
What is the secret by which we can even be a blessing unto others?
我们成为别人的祝福的秘诀是什么？
So what did the Lord say?
主耶稣说，
The Lord said in John chapter 15,
在主耶稣第在约翰福音第十五章主耶稣说，
said, Abide in me and I in you.
就是住在我里面，我要住在你里面。
Again, we see the picture of the union of Christ.
我们再次看到以基督联合这幅图画。
Why do you have to abide in me?
为什么你们要住在我里面？
Because apart from me,
因为离了我，
you can do nothing.
你们什么都不能做。
Apart from me,
离了我，
you will die.
你们要死。
But if you abide in me,
但是如果你们住在我里面，
you will bear fruit.
你们就要结果。
What is that fruit?
这个果子是什么？
Now, one, Paul very explicitly talks about the fruit of the Spirit.
保罗呢，他很清楚地讲到这个圣灵的果子。
So we will read in Galatians 5:22.
加拉太书第五章二十
二节。
二十二节。
But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。
So what is the result of us abiding in Christ?
住耶稣基督，住在基督里的结果是什么？
And his life being in us.
就是他的生命在我们里面。
Now, you know, when the deer hides himself in the water,
当鹿他躲藏在水里面的时候，
what he gives forth no longer is his own scent.
那么他所放弃的就是不再是他自己的味道。
So that water kind of just encompasses him.
那么水呢，就把他这个人。
In Christ.
我们住在耶稣基督里。
Of Christ.
我们喝耶稣的结果。
You'll see that what gets given, what the fruit that is produced.
那么产生出来的果子
is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness.
就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实。
So these are the different features of the life of Christ.
这就是耶稣基督他生命的不同的特征。
So if we are immersed in Him,
如果我们浸在他里面，
if we abide in Him,
我们住在他里面，
if we have daily close fellowship with Him,
我们每天跟他有亲密的交通，
we abide in Him,
我们住在他里面，
and His life also abides in us.
他的生命也住在我们里面。
As we lay down our lives,
我们放下自己的生命，
as we give up our own sense.
我们放弃自己的味道。
We give up our own rights.
我们自己的权利。
We take up His life as our life.
我们以他的生命为我们的生命。
Then slowly you'll see that that fruit is formed in us.
渐渐的你就看到那个果子在我们里面就成型。
Through the work of the cross.
借着十字架的工作。
These features of Christ.
基督的这些特性。
Start to become a part of us.
就成为我们的一部分。
So, maybe...When we're newly saved,
也许我们是刚刚得救。
We can be, we try because we should be good Christians, so we're patient some of the time.
我们要做好基督徒，所以有时候呢，我们就操练忍耐，我们有时候就有点耐心。
But if our kids can, rattle us enough, we lose our temper.
但是如果我们的孩子实在不像话的话，我们就会失去耐心。
Or our spouses, press a certain button, we go off.
也或者我们的配偶，如果他们有一些按钮，只要他们一摁，我们就跳起来。
But if we are like that deer,
但是如果我们像那个鹿一样
and we hide in Christ,
我们隐藏在基督里
we allow the work of the cross to deal with us.
我们让十字架在我们里面工作
Slowly, the patience of Christ becomes a character in us.
慢慢的呢，那么这个基督的忍耐就成为我们的一部分。
So hopefully one day.Someone will be able to say, ah, such and such is a patient person.
但愿呢，有一天有人就可以说啊，某某弟兄乃是啊，有是能够忍耐的。
There was a sister that recently passed away in our midst.
最近呢，在我们当中有一位姐妹刚刚过世。
She loved the Lord.
她爱主。
She was a very quiet sister.
她是一个非常安静的姐妹。
But yesterday during her memorial service,
在昨天她追思聚会上,
there was a theme that you could hear throughout.
在整个聚会你可以听到一个主题。
In the past year, she's had to deal with cancer.
过去的一年她必须与啊她必须面对癌症。
And you can imagine it was very painful.
你可以想象是很痛苦。
But one thing that you did hear.Different brothers and sisters say yesterday.
但是从不同的弟兄姐妹昨天分享，你能够听见的。
Was that this sister never complained?
就是这位姐妹从来没有抱怨。
Never lost her temper.
从来没有失去脾气。
As a matter of fact, the doctor even said, "You don't even look like a sick patient."
甚至医生都说，你看上去不像一个有病的人。
Despite the fact that in reality she was dying.
虽然呢，她在死亡的过程里面。
But somehow you saw that this patience of Christ.Was formed in her.
但是看到这个基督的忍耐在他里面已经形成。
Or gentleness of Christ was formed in her.
基督的温柔形成在他里面。
Because you saw that she was one who abided in Christ.
你知道，因为她是住在基督里的。
And she allowed the life of Christ, to kind of permeate her life.
你知道，她让基督的生命在她里面能够成型。
Allowed the Holy Spirit to do the work of the cross in her life.
她让呢是。圣灵在他的里面，让他让十字架在他里面做圣灵做的工作。
So then, the patience of Christ was produced in her.
这样呢，在他里面就产生了基督的忍耐。
So you see that it's not just a matter of this life, being made available to us.
所以我们看到这不单单讲到说我们有了这个生命。
So why is it a river?
为什么说是生命的
河？What's the difference between a river and a lake?
河与湖的区别是什么？
The lake can be very beautiful, it's always still.
湖可以啊很美丽，而且呢湖水很平静。
But the river is always moving.
而河呢，河水总是流动。
It's always flowing.
它一直要流动。
It's always fresh water going to the same place.
乃是一直有活水进来。
So this water not needs to just come in.
这个水不单单要进来
but it also needs to go out.
而且要流出来。
So you see why in the book of Ezekiel,
所以为什么在以西结书,
you saw that river was able to go forth, and because it moved,
就是看让我们看到为什么这个水要流出来。
And because it was overabundant,
因为呢它那样多,
it was able to overwhelm the water in the Dead Sea.
所以以至于呢它可以一直流到它可以呢吞灭这个沿海里的水。
So it indeed, like our brother translated, swallowed death and brought forth life.
那就是呢，吞灭死亡带出生命。
Because there was such an abundance of that water.
因为这个水是这样的丰富。
So this is the purpose that the Lord has for us.
这就是主给我们的目的。
He has given us His life.
他把生命给我们。
But He wants His life to go forth.
但是他要这个生命流出来。
And provide for others.
而提供供应别人的需
要。To bear fruit for others.
为使别人可以结出果子。
So you remember, both in Ezekiel and the book of Revelation,
在以西结书也在启示录
it speaks of the water providing that life to the tree of life.
讲到那个水供应生命树的需要。
And then the trees would produce fruits that would be for the healing of the nation.
而生命树结出果子可以医治万民。
So this is a life that is poured forth.
这就是呢主耶稣倾倒下来的。
Abundant life.
丰盛的生命。
So if you paid attention,
如果你注意的话
in the book of Genesis,
在创世纪
you see that when it spoke of that river,
讲到河的时候
it spoke of three different elements that were in that river.
讲到河里面有三样东西。
Gold,
金子。
Bdellium, which is pearls,
就是珍珠。
And onyx, which is precious, precious stone.
还有呢，红玛瑙就是宝石。
Isn't it interesting?
是不是很有趣？
That as a result of these rivers flowing there,
因着水从那里经过，
you saw these three materials.
就看到三样东西。
But interesting enough, in the book of Revelation,
而在启示录里面,
these three materials are also found in the city of the New Jerusalem.
在新耶路撒冷我们也看到同样的三
样东西。It talks about the streets of gold.
讲到金,黄金街。
It speaks about pearls.
讲到珍珠。
It speaks of precious stones.
也讲到宝石。
Gold speaks about the nature of God.
金子讲到神的性情。
It speaks about God being, the life of Christ being formed in us.
讲到呢,基督的生命形成在我们里面。
When you speak about pearls,
而讲到珍珠的时候,
the way pearls are formed,
珍珠是如何形成的?
Is when the foreign object comes into, I think they're clams, right? Into clams.
那是讲到那个蚌,就是。
And when there's like a foreign object, like a piece of dust or comes on it,
乃是呢,乃是说那个当外界的东西进入到那个蚌里面之后,
and then that clam does not reject it,
那个蚌不是呢,把这些东西排解出去,
but graciously absorbs it,
而是呢,将它慢慢地吸收进来,
and then starts to put some secretion on that foreign object.
然后呢,在那个外来的东西外面形成一个表面。
Is not to kick that rock away,
不是把它们踢出去。
But is to embrace that rock,
而是把那块小石头接纳进来。
As painful as it may be,
也许非常的痛苦。
But to continually provide grace,
而是呢，恩上加恩。
So then it becomes a beautiful pearl,
然后就变成一个美丽的珍珠。
Isn't that the story of the work on the cross in our lives?
这就是呢十字架在我们生命当中做工的图画。
Our natural reaction is when someone hits us is for us to hit back.
那么当别人触撼到我们的时候，我们自然的反应呢，当然就是打回去。
But when the soldier pierced the side of our Lord,
但是当那个兵丁用枪刺我们主的时候，
the Lord did not hit back.
主并没有反击。
The Lord in other, actually responded with water and blood.
主耶稣乃是以水和血来回应。
So the same thing,
同样的。
When others strike us,
同样当别人来苦待我们的时
候。Others take our clothing,
当别人把我们衣服抢走的时候。
Others make us walk an extra mile,
别人让我们
多走。Walk a mile, we walk the extra mile.
别人让我们多走一里路的时候，
you see then that pearl starts being formed.
我们就看到在我们里面开始形成那个珍珠。
And also precious stones.
就是宝石。
We think of how diamonds are formed.
我们想那个珍珠是如何形成的。宝石。
Precious stones,
钻石是如何形成的。
It's formed out of high pressure and high heat.
乃是因着高压和高热。高温。
You can turn something as opaque and as brittle as graphite and turn it into diamonds.
你可以看到那些石头了，不，这个铅
可以变成钻
石。可以变成钻石。
So you see again the work of the cross.
再次看到十字架。
But again, you see how these three elements are tied to that river.
我们就看到呢，这三样东西都。
So when you come to the end of the book of Revelation,
我们到启示录的时候,
you not just see that river,
不单单看到河,
you not just see the fruits that are produced for the nation,
不单单看到, 为万民所供应的果子,
you actually see the whole city is composed of gold, it's composed of pearls and precious stones.
你也看到整个耶路撒冷乃是由金子、珍珠和宝石所建成的。
You see, that's a result of the work of the Holy Spirit.
乃是圣灵所做圣灵所做的工作。
But it all starts with that life.
而所有这一切乃是从那个生命开始。
It all starts with that river of life.
乃是从那个生命的河开始。
So, brothers and sisters, we're not just saved so that the Lord's life can be in us.
我们得救不单单是因让神的生命可以进到我们里面。
We're saved not just so that life can satisfy us.
我们得救不单单是因为那个生命可以使我们满足。
But that life, after it's come into us,
当那个生命进入我们里面之后，
it's unto purpose.
是有目的的。
It's so that others may be blessed.
使别人可以得到祝福。
So that there may be rivers of living water flowing forth from us.
所以呢，从我们里面可以流出活水的江河。
But we have to live in that reality first.
但是我们要首先活在那个实际里面。
That so that measure of Christ can increase in us.
所以基督可以在我们里面增多。
There needs to be enough for you to be to accumulate for it to flow forth.
也就是说，基督在我们里面可以一直增加到一个地步，使基督的生命可以从我们流出来。
So let us remember that picture of the deer.
让我们记住那个那鹿的那幅图画。
That every day of our lives.
在我们每天的生活里。
Remember what the Lord told us.
要记得主对我们说的。
Abide in me.
住在我里面。
And I in you.
我就在你里面。
As the Lord is able to work in our lives,
让主在我们里面可以做工。
Then His life will flow forth.
他的生命就可以流出来。
It will produce fruit.
可以产结出果子。
This fruit will be for the nation.
这个果子可以医治万
民。It provide joy and blessings unto others.
可以将喜乐而可以使我们周围的人得到祝福和喜乐。
This is very practical, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹，这是非常实际的。
It should be practical in our family life.
在我们家庭生活里面，这是实际的。
Do we feel that our family life is filled with His grace, filled with His life?
我们家庭的生活里面有没有充满他的恩典？
Is His life touching all of the members in the family?
这样的生命有没有触摸到家里面的每一个人？
When your coworkers come encounter with you,
还有当你的跟你一起。你的同事跟你在一起的时候
Do they touch the grace and life of our Lord?
他们没有摸到主耶稣基督那恩典的生命。
So for our lives personally it's this way.
我们个人生活是这样。
But it's also our life corporately.
那么我们团体的生活也是如此。
Do our neighbors feel our presence?
我们的邻舍有没有感觉到我们的存在？
Just like the temple,Where that water came forth from its belly.
就好像水从殿里面流出来一样。
Others can feel and touch the love of God.
其他的人也可以感觉到并且被神的爱所触摸。
The healing of God.
神的医治。
The grace of God.
神的恩典。
This is our testimony.
这是我们的见证。
Not just personally.
不单单是个人的。
But also corporately.
也是团体。
Life abundant.
丰盛的生命。
That's what this is all about.
这就是我们的生命。
So, just share these few words with brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹分就跟弟兄姐妹分享到这里。
Let us just bow with a word of prayer.
我们再有一些祷告。
Lord, we thank you for these words.
主啊，我们这些话，我们感谢你。
Lord, we pray that you may work in each one of our lives.
主啊，我们求你可以在我们每个人的生命里面做工。
Lord, that this may not just be knowledge.
不单单是知识。
Lord, but it may produce results in our lives.
而且在我们的生命当中能够结出果子。
That we may learn to abide in you.
所以我们可以学习如何住在你里面。
And to live by your life.
也靠你的生命而生活。
That we may truly be a blessing unto others.
所以我们可以成为别人真实的祝福。
That from our innermost being will flow rivers of living water.
从我们的腹中流出活水的江河。
Lord, we pray that your purpose may be fulfilled through us.
主啊，我们祈你在我们身上的目的可以得以成就。
We thank you in Jesus' precious name.
我们感谢你靠主耶稣基督的名。